October 8th. I don't quite understand why I've yet to tell my friends about what happened. The excursion with Katrina was remarkable, and yet I've still not communicated any of it to the people who are closest to me. Perhaps talking about it makes it too real. It dares me to believe in it more and opens me up too much for disappointment. But I feel I must communicate the information somehow and fear that I will forget some significant detail. And that is the purpose of this writing. Journal entry. My trip to Africa changed my life forever.
Hi there, I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks call me Whit. We're getting ready for a time of wonder and excitement. We'd love to have you join us for another adventure in Odyssey.
During our travels around the world, before we came back to Odyssey, Katrina and I searched for people who needed our help. We were guided by an organization called Around the World Missions. They gave us directions on where to go in order to be of the greatest use. A request came in about an isolated village in Central Africa. From our reports, this village had no contact with civilization and had no way to call in medics in case someone was hurt. Our job was to build a communications transmitter that the village could use in case of an emergency. After many weeks of preparation, we learned the mechanics of the transmitter and studied the language in depth. It was an interesting language, but for purposes of this journal, instead of relaying the information in their native tongue, I will translate into English as I go. Our airplane landed in a small airport in the country of Zaire.
Are you sure this is the right place, Eugene?
Well, our instructions were to meet with our pilot at the metal building to the south of the runway, and there's no other building.
All right.
Hey, hi there.
An American.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Eugene Meltzner, and this is my wife, Katrina. Are you Roy Blasig?
That's me.
Excellent. We were told to get a ride from you.
All right.
It's for the two of us, along with the large crate sitting there on the tarmac.
That crate's going to cost you extra.
Oh. That's fine.
Planes and back. Where are you headed?
We're going to the Ashanti region.
You're joking, right?
Pardon me?
The Ashantis? Why would you go there?
Oh, we're building a communications transmitter for them.
That's the reason for the crate. It has all of our equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything about the Ashantis?
We're familiar with their language.
And we have a book.
You have a book?
Oh, indeed. It explains their culture and their customs.
Does that book say anything about a curse?
Well,
the Ashantis are cursed.
What do you mean?
The gods are awfully angry with those people.
Oh. Well, we don't believe in multiple gods,
no.
Do we? No.
Well, neither did I before I moved here. But don't laugh it off. It's real. You go into that village and you'll never get out.
The Adventures in Odyssey Club is the online place for your Adventures in Odyssey fan. And with a 2-week free trial, you can listen to over 800 audio dramas, plus exclusive member content and activities. Start your free trial today at aioclub.org/free trial.
About this village, you're saying there are people who go in but never return?
I'm saying nobody comes out. We've got 1,000-foot cliffs on one side of them and an angry river on the other.
An angry river?
Oh, you can't cross it.
You mean there's no bridge?
There's a bridge, a flimsy rope thing that's over 25 years old. It's no match for the river.
I don't understand.
You will. You've got plenty of time to learn. You're going to be there for the rest of your life.
Well, just in case we're not there the rest of our lives, we need to make arrangements for our return.
There's an open field about 5 miles from the village, on this side of the river. I can land there.
Can you be there a week from today?
If you pay me in advance.
Well, that'll be acceptable.
Wait, the field is 5 miles away from the village? How are we supposed to transport our equipment 5 miles? It's very heavy.
I thought of that. But don't worry, we're not landing there now.
Then what are we doing?
Check that storage locker.
All right.
What are these?
Your parachutes.
What?
Why do we need parachutes?
You gotta drop in.
Are you in earnest?
We've never parachuted before.
Hand it up to me. All right, nothing to it. Just clear the plane and pull on this cord. Hang on, that one's busted. You'd have dropped like a rock.
Oh, yes. How unfortunate that would have been.
Here, try another one. You want a parachute for your cargo?
Well, it seems preferable to having it free fall from 1,000 feet.
It'll cost you $300 extra. It is an expensive parachute.
$300? Is that a deposit?
Well, it's not like you'll be bringing them back.
Don't worry, we'll bring it back.
What have I been telling you? Once you hit the ground, you're cursed. You're going to die in the jungles of Africa, my friends.
Was certainly exhilarating. Here, let me
say the least. Oh, get that off. Oh, and to think, Katrina, people actually do this voluntarily. For entertainment, no less. Well, here we are. And I don't see a village. You know, I must say it was thoughtful of him to drop us off in an open field as opposed to a wooded area. You know, I think...
Eugene.
What?
Over there. A child.
Oh, yes.
Hello!
Greetings!
My name is Katrina. We've come to help you.
Can you give us directions to your village?
Father!
Wait!
Oh, don't go! Come
wait,
back!
Wait!
Father!
Oh, I didn't mean to frighten them away.
It's going to take a while to earn their trust, Eugene. Well, this probably means the village is close by.
See, where's our equipment?
It landed over there.
Oh, yes. Huh. I suppose I could simply build the transmitter here in an empty field.
As good a place as any.
Yeah, it would certainly save us the trouble of carrying it somewhere else. Think I should start on it immediately?
We should meet the village first.
What's that?
It's the boy.
And his mother. Are they angry? Do they look angry to you?
No, I'm sure they're just curious.
Oh, yes, of course. Chances are they don't receive too many visitors nowadays, what with the curse and all.
We know their language. That makes us less threatening.
Hello. We mean no harm to you.
Who are you?
I am Eugene Meltzner, and this is my lovely wife, Katrina. What should I do?
The book said to walk up to them and give them a courteous bow.
All right, here goes. It is my pleasure to meet you, kind madam. I wish to... I'm sorry, the book said to bow. I was just bowing.
Marati, is it you?
I beg your pardon?
You've come back.
Well, actually, no. This is my first time here.
It is you. Marati has come back.
Oh, I don't understand.
Kwame!
Yes, Mother?
Go tell your father. Marati is here. The curse is over.
The curse is over?
Yes.
Father, come quick. Father!
I don't understand.
And you are different. You are Inyeke.
No, I'm Katrina.
No, you are Inyeke. It means second wife.
What?
I am so happy you are here. You saved us, Marati. Huh?
I'm sorry. I think you may be confused.
Well, actually, Katrina, perhaps they heard we were coming. They've probably been waiting for the communication transmitter. What is your name, madam?
Aman.
Aman. Have you been waiting for us long?
For many years, yes.
Oh, for many? To bring you the communication equipment?
I don't understand.
Inside that crate, it will enable you to communicate with the outside world.
There he is, Father. There he is.
Marati?
Hello, sir. My name is Eugene.
How did you come here?
In an aeroplane. We parachuted out and landed in the field.
This means the curse is over? Yes, Father?
No.
What? But Gobia, Marati is here.
He didn't cross the river.
But he's back.
Do you wish to tempt danger, Aman? The gods still know we have done wrong in our past.
But Morati says we can now communicate with the outside.
I'm sorry, but I'm afraid I'm not following any of this.
Communicate how?
With the equipment inside the crate. I'm going to build a transmitter. Well, it's a small tower of sorts, and it'll enable you... Oh, excuse me. Kwame, please don't open the box. It's very fragile.
What is it?
It's delicate equipment. Please, let me open it. You can see it later. I have to build it, but once it's done, you'll be able to get in touch with anyone in the Zaire area. Doctors, friends, whoever.
What did you say that your name was?
Eugene.
You are not Morati?
No, sir.
But Gubia, even if it isn't him, the gods must have sent him. And perhaps this tower will end the curse. He says it will help us communicate with others.
Quiet, Amon. You do not know what you are talking about.
If I may interject, while I don't believe in curses per se, I do believe that this tower can help you in ways you can't imagine.
Let him build it, Gobia. If we are able to communicate with the outside world across the river, it could bring people to help us.
Very well. Build it.
I can't see the instructions very well anymore, Katrina. Could you hold the flashlight up just a bit?
Oh, here.
Ah, thank you.
What are you doing?
Adjusting the standing wave ratio. Oh, I wasn't expecting such a crowd to be watching.
They want to see if the curse is over.
Well, I'm not here to end the curse.
Yes, you are. So you believe that this tower is going to end the curse?
We've been alone since before I was born. I believe the guy sent you to help us.
Well, this will help with the isolation, but I'm afraid the curse is up to you, Kwame. You have to believe there is no curse and never was.
Do not speak to our children this way.
I'm sorry.
You will see, Father. You will see when the tower frees us.
It is all nonsense. This tower will not free us. It will only anger the gods more.
Everyone gather around, please. I'm about to turn on the transmitter.
Here we go. Yes. Oh, can you see, Kwame? Get in the front.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have heard stories about you being in isolation for many years, but that is about to end right now.
That's right, right now.
Yes, this device will send you soaring into the communications age. When I flip this switch, I will call the hospital in Zaire, and they will in turn talk to me. The first communications you have had with the outside world for many years. Soon, you will be able to reach out and touch the world. Yes, well, the countdown begins. 3, 2, 1. Hello? Is anybody there?
Hello? Is there something wrong?
Well, must be a malfunction of the wiring. Let me just adjust a few things right here. And, one of the wires was loose. Countdown, please. Everyone join in. 3, 2, 1. Hello. 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 Hello.
Eugene, what could be wrong?
Operator, hello. Hello.
Well,
I'm sure it's something minor. Never fear. I should have this fixed post haste. I should. Could you hand me the goose scrap? I'm sorry. Could you hand me the screwdriver?
This one?
Yes. Thank you, Kwame.
Eugene, let it go. We need to get some sleep.
The propagation direction needed adjustment. There. 3, 2, 1. Hello? I don't understand.
Eugene, you can't even see what you're doing. You could try again tomorrow.
It isn't going to work?
Not yet.
You're not Morati.
No.
You can't help us, can you?
I'm trying.
I'm going home.
Want to contact us about the episodes you're hearing? visit our website at adventuresinodyssey.com or talk to someone at Focus on the Family. Call 1-800-A-FAMILY, with a parent's permission, of course. We always love hearing from you.
Eugene, are you still awake?
Yes, I'm afraid I'm not a very good tent sleeper.
And you're thinking about Kwame.
Yes, you know, I feel as though I've failed all of these people in ways more catastrophic than I thought possible.
Eugene, there is no way you could have lived up to their expectations. They were thinking that you would be their savior,
yes,
and not because you were bringing them a transmitter.
Mm-hmm. And strangely enough, it appears they weren't even expecting the transmitter.
Hmm.
Which begs the question, who asked the mission board for this equipment in the first place?
It doesn't matter. They obviously need it, whether they ask for it or not.
Why would God lead us here if we couldn't do anything to help?
Maybe we were sent here to do more than just set up the equipment, Eugene.
Hmm?
Maybe we need to convince them that their trust shouldn't be placed in some random god that put a curse on them.
Well, I wish we could convince them of that. However, it's becoming increasingly apparent that they want nothing whatsoever to do with either one of us. This is very good.
Yes, whoever made the meal, thank you.
I'm pleased you like it.
We appreciate you inviting us for breakfast, Amon, even though do you always eat in large groups?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. I usually like eating outdoors, but I'm afraid it looks like rain. But I suppose in the middle of a tropical rainforest, that may not necessarily be news to you. I assume taking shelter is optional, then?
I assume so. That sounded close.
It certainly did.
Fire! Fire!
It must have been the lightning.
Bring water from the well. Fire!
Where's the well?
Over there.
I'll be right back.
Come with me. We must help.
I'm coming.
Get the children away from the fire.
Mommy, don't go near it.
Hurry! Water!
It's getting close to our house. Is anyone inside?
No.
Water, some water. The elders are coming with more water.
Get the children out of the way.
Get the children out of the way.
It's out.
We could have lost the entire village.
But we are safe.
Was it lightning, Father?
Yes. The gods aren't pleased with our new visitors.
I'm sorry.
I would urge everyone to stay away from them.
Water! Water! I have water. Where's the,
We do not need your water. We do not need you.
Katrina, do we have any more beans?
Yes, Eugene, but we can't eat it all now. We have no idea when they'll let us eat with them again. And unless you know how to grow a field of corn in a week, we may run out of food.
What are we going to do?
We'll just have to work that much harder to gain their trust.
This is all my fault. I'm going to try again.
Eugene, you've tried everything.
If I could make the transmitter work, it may renew their faith in us. And then we could begin to talk to them honestly about the foolishness of believing in these curses.
That seems far-fetched.
Far-fetched is about all we have right now. This makes no sense. Something's missing.
Is it working yet?
No, it appears there's a piece missing.
Can you make another piece?
A circuit breaker out of tree bark and coconuts? No, unfortunately, this is not Gilligan's Island.
What?
Oh, never mind. Say, aren't you worried about being seen with me?
No. I saw you fall from the sky. How?
Oh, I jumped out of an airplane.
Airplane?
It flies. People travel in them.
Oh, yes. Airplanes. I see them fly over. I like them.
I like airplanes, too.
One day, I'm going to fly in an airplane, right out of this village.
Well, I hope you do. Say, would you like your own airplane?
What?
Well, a paper airplane, that is. Do you know how to make a paper airplane?
No.
Well, I'll make one for you. Hand me that instruction manual.
Does that show you how to make an airplane?
No, a communications transmitter, but it's not doing me much good right now, and it's the only thing made out of paper around here. All right, you fold it like this, and this, across the middle there. And then you bend these back for the wings, and there you have it, a paper airplane.
This is wonderful. Will it fly?
We'll try it and see. Just point it out there, away from my eyes, and throw.
Oh, it flies!
Seems to be a little tail heavy. Let me try to fix that.
No, I love it. I want to show my friends.
Oh, very well. Let me know if you want more.
I done. Mashi, I have an airplane.
Point it away from everybody's eyes. Aman, where are we going?
Just follow me, please.
Huh. Well, I certainly appreciate your associating with me.
You mean no harm. And I don't believe you have unleashed the curse on us.
You don't?
No.
Huh. Well, I wish your husband believed the same.
My husband loves this village. He would do anything to protect it.
Including getting rid of Katrina and me?
Govia has his soft heart. He wouldn't hurt you. Maybe scare you away.
Well, if that's his plan, he's certainly going about it the right way.
I won't let him. I believe you have a soft heart as well.
How do you know that? You've barely met me.
I have something to show you. Kwame told me he learned how to make airplanes.
Oh, yes.
He didn't tell me who taught him, but I have my guess.
And I guess that you guessed accurately, Yes, I taught him this morning.
Well, he was a good student. Look.
Oh, my. Look at all the airplanes. All made from my instruction manual.
He's best friends with everyone today. And I haven't seen him this happy in years.
Really?
He wants to leave. He wants to fly away in an airplane. And he won't be happy until he can. This is the first time I've seen him laugh in a long time.
Oh, well, I'm glad to be of help.
You remind me of a man who was here 20 years ago. His name was Morati, and he was good with children as well.
Yes, Morati. Everyone keeps talking about him.
You very much look like him.
Oh, well, who was he?
Come, his hut is still here. We've kept it in his honor and in the hopes that he would one day return. This is where he stayed.
Oh, I see. What does Marathi mean?
Wise one.
Oh, so he is a very intelligent man.
Very. He helped us become more of a civilized society. He was our friend and a good man.
Holy. He kept a journal.
Yes.
May I look at it?
Yes.
Well, there's some archaeological terminology in here. Was he an archaeologist?
Yes. He was able to help us find water and other natural resources in the ground. He seemed to know a lot about it.
You know, this journal seems awfully familiar. Do you know his original name?
Yes. Leonard.
What did you say?
Leonard.
Leonard? That's my father's name. Of course. No wonder this journal looked familiar. I haven't seen him in such a long time. I didn't realize...
Eugene, what are you saying?
My father! Aman! Marathi is my father!
Eugene hasn't heard from his father since he was 7. And now he could have been in this very village. I wonder what happened to his parents. Be sure to keep listening to Adventures in Odyssey to find out the answers. Meanwhile, if you ever want to write to us, just send your card or letter to Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Or in Canada, write to Fox 9800, Vancouver, BC, V6B4G3. And when you do, be sure to ask how you can get a copy of today's episode. It's called Prisoners of Fear, and be sure to visit us on the web at witsend.org. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Prisoners of Fear was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our vocal talent included Audrey Wesolewski, Tucker Smallwood, Panita Nichols, Trey Rogers, and Will Ryan as Eugene. Our sound design was provided by Gap Digital. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.